This podcast is intended for a mature audience as it contains adult language and can get rather intimate. So grab a cocktail, find a safe place to listen, and make sure your kids aren't around. Hey, it's Garcelle Beauvais, and this is Going to Bed with Garcelle. Every episode, me and my rotating mix of girlfriends, some celebrities, some not, will be heating things up with provocative girl talk. Get ready, no topic is too taboo, and everything is grown and sexy. Tonight, I'm going to bed with the star of Married to Medicine and author of The Queen V. It's Dr. Jackie. Hi.
Hello.
And the other person I'm going to bed with is one half of the Two Funny Mamas podcast and the author of The Delusion of Cinderella. It's my friend, Kim Whitley. Hi.
Hey, what's up, girl?
Ladies, please tell me, what is your drink of choice tonight?
Well, I'm having sparkling pomegranate and cherry water.
Oh, she's so innocent
and civilized. What do you have it?
This is some sense wine, some Chardonnay, because I am one of the ambassadors of WW, formerly known as Weight Watchers, and this is their wine, so I'm keeping my points.
My drink of choice tonight is I'm having a little bit of Pinot Grigio.
Nice.
Dr. Jackie, do I have a good one for you? I don't know if you know who Shailene Woodley is. She's an actress who's on Big Little Lies. She's done Divergent. She's done a lot of different things. She's saying that it's important to give your vagina vitamin D. So she says, go out in the sun, spread your legs, let your vagina get some sun. Dr. Jackie is shaking her head. No. Please tell.
I don't think you need vitamin D. And plus, that would become like an oven. You would be baking bread with yeast.
Oh.
If you went outside and spread wide and just let the sun come in. I mean, no. Keep that for the windows, not your vagina.
Kim, have you done anything crazy with your vagina, Kim?
First of all, I'm appreciate the girl being able to open her legs that wide that the sun can get in there. First of all. How you open it and it can just come on in there? I have definitely put some D in my vagina.
But not vitamin D.
Oh, my bad. Oh, they've been some vitamins. What I heard is good for your skin. I've heard that it's good for your skin.
That's hysterical.
I'm afraid to lay out and open up my vagina. I'm afraid that TMZ will come by and see all that's coming out of it.
Okay. Not a good idea.
The crazy thing about it, though, Garcia, is when you actually are lying flat, the vagina collapses. That's why you can get in the bathtub and not get a whole bunch of water up in the vagina.
Oh.
You know, and when you're in bed, you're not just getting air in there because the vaginal walls actually collapse. So you're not really getting any vitamin D.
That's why I can't get none. It be collapsing. I'm going to tell them. I'm gonna be like, look, I got a collapsible vagina. You can take it with you. Did you say it collapses? That don't even sound. Right.
I have never heard that before.
But think about it. We have to use a speculum to see your cervix because we have to actually open up the walls of vagina because the vagina closes in on itself. So things can't get in and some things can't get out. So you're not going to get the sun in there unless you put a speculum in there and let the sun in.
Wow. What about a pussy pump?
Girl.
Yes. Dr.
There are
Jackson.
Different types of the pee pump.
Okay.
Yes.
I love how you didn't even say the word.
I know. I was like, the doctor don't even like saying that name.
Well.
Dr. Jackie, you know good well. You ain't never said the P word. You
no,
ain't never
I didn't
been
say
like, hit that.
That
hit that. You
no,
hit that.
Nah.
I can't imagine.
I haven't said it like that. Now, I see it all the time. I hear it all the time with the patients when they'll say, you know, my pussy's itching. And I'm like, oh.
Oh, yeah, that's okay. No, I don't think we should use it in the doctor's office.
Well, where should you use it, Kim?
You don't think so? Where else are you going to use it?
You know where we should use it. We should be
not at the market.
Sometimes at the market. At the market, there's certain things that be like, oh, girl, look at that vegetable. Look like a pussy. Yeah, you can say that. That's a good place
She's
to say
mess.
It. You
but
a
there,
mess.
There are different types of pump, of pee pumps, and it looks almost like a mask. And what you're doing is covering the labia and the clitoris, and you're pulling the blood into the labia and the clitoris so you can make it more sensitive.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, bring blood flow.
I need to get one of those.
So if you're having problems.
Mm-hmm. What kind of
or
problems?
Or you want to add excitement.
Okay, but you can, because it gets it more sensitive. It's an actual pump kind of thing.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Let me ask you a question. Is having too many toys bad for a relationship? Because no guy's going to, you know, go as fast as a vibrator.
Well, masturbating in itself mm-hmm. can replace your partner because you know how to self-serve.
Amen.
Menage a moi is what I talk about in the Queen V.
I love it.
Yeah. And so if you self-serve and you know the right spots to hit and how to move here and what to do, mm-hmm. and your partner gets in the bed, you're thinking,
okay,
you're not hitting that right. And so it can take away from pleasure from your partner because you know how to self-serve.
Ah.
Wow, sound like ice cream. I'm going to get some self-serve ice cream. What y'all doing?
You're ridiculous. What?
Right. Yeah. If you use your toys, though, Kim, if you use them with your partner.
Yes.
Incorporate them into right. the play.
Or if your partner is horrible, but you love him, her, and they just have never gotten it because we've never been women who speak up in the beginning right. of a relationship. We right. don't communicate. Look, you don't know what you're doing. You done swole my lips up. Let me show you, because we're dealing with the ego, especially right. the black man's ego.
Right.
No. So you pull out the toy. It took me till I got older to be like, look, I know you've been working all day, so we're going to do this together. I don't want you to be tired. I'd be worried about your neck muscles and all that. Yeah. So... is that wrong?
Aren't you kind? Aren't you considerate?
Yes.
Does what you eat affect the way your vagina smells, the way your vagina tastes? Is that a thing?
See, Garcelle's been reading my book, but absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes.
There are some women who can't break down the oils in fish, for example. And when you eat a bunch of fish and you smell it again... you know, down their healthcare, it's because you can't break down the oils. So I did talk about eating certain foods like pineapples,
yes.
strawberries, sunflower seeds that could make the queen bee taste and smell better.
Yes. And you can make yes. the man drink some pineapple juice 20 minutes beforehand.
Yes. But you do know what that's called, Kim, right?
What?
Cum punch.
What? Dr. Jackie?
Mm-hmm. Cum punch.
Do I want some cum punch? Speaking of that, talking about cum and ejaculation, right? Mm-hmm. If you swallow the man's cum, does that affect any smells or body thing for a woman?
No.
Or a man, for that matter.
I don't think there's any relationship I can come up with for swallowing. I mean, you want to make
sure
you're
swallowing. First of all, let's talk about that. I like to eat, but damn, I'm not swallowing a bunch of tadpoles. Doc, what about you?
It's a lot of protein in it, though, Kim.
She almost spit out her wine.
So you all wear watches.
Because she don't want to see the pee, but she going to talk about some protein. Doc!
Yeah, I mean, a lot of protein.
Wow.
Really?
Protein from the penis.
But I just wish it tasted a little bit better. You know, I'm always like, I'll be right back.
I'm like, Kim, I'm not tasting. Uh-uh.
No.
You got to make them drink pineapple juice, Garcelle. Oh, daddy don't see this podcast.
Girl.
Dr. Jackie, I have something to ask you, very personal.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know that there was infidelity in your life with your husband. Mm-hmm. There was with my ex-husband. And let me tell you, it was the hardest, most devastating thing I'd ever gone in my life. I never saw it coming. There were no signs. It was like literally the rug was pulled out from under me, right? Mm-hmm. No idea. This man was present all the time. He was just the epitome of what you would think. I thought I won the lotto in husbands, right?
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So my thing was, once I found out, that was it for me. But mm-hmm. you rose above it and were able to fix your marriage and work on things. How did you do that? How can you trust again?
You build trust again. And we were in the middle of filming. I mean, I got a knock on the door at my office and my nurse said, Dr. Jackie, I need you to see something. And I'm thinking, okay. So I stepped out of the room and she shows me a blog.
Oh.
And originally the blog said, Dr. Jackie caught cheating in Hilton Head. So I'm kind of laughing at the blog, at the heading, because I'm like, I was in Hilton Head last week. And then as I veered down on the page, I'm like, that looks familiar.
Wow.
And so when I found out about it, I was just in shock. But I said, you know what? I got to finish seeing patients. And I kept seeing the patients. I called my assistant. I said, hey, can you go home and change all the locks on the door, including the bedroom doors?
That's a strong woman.
We were filming the next day.
Wow.
And you know reality TV was loving
Honey,
it.
Honey, of course they were.
And so I had my waiting to exhale moment. I think I was channeling the movie, like I'm going to throw everything
okay,
out
I'm
and
gonna
put it
burn
in the car
his
and
shit.
Burn it up. Yes.
So wait, I'm still confused. You looked at the article. It said your name, but then you saw a picture of something else.
My husband walking into a hotel, hugged up with a woman.
Oh, my God. But the thing is, that's interesting is that I never had a visual because I didn't have that like you did.
Mm-hmm.
So to have a visual and to still be able to rise above it, and how long and how hard was it to work and trust and not check his phone? Like, my reason for not staying with my ex-husband is I thought it would change the essence of me. It would change my spirit because I would have to check the phone. Where are you going? Who are you talking to? And that's not who I am. And I didn't want to become that.
In 3 days, though, I called the attorney. I said, I want a divorce. So I filed for a divorce. I spent thousands and thousands of dollars going through the divorce and, you know, everything that goes on with a divorce when you don't have a prenup. And as much as people talk about reality TV, it was the show and the filming. And for whatever reason within me, I could not like disrespect him on TV or disregard or dishonor him for the world. I'm like, okay. So the show requires, you know, go to counseling. Go on a picnic. So if it had not been for the show kind of forcing the interaction, because if you don't interact, they're going to handle it the way they want to handle
it. That's right.
So I wanted to control the narrative. So I definitely said, well, we'll go on a picnic. We'll go to counseling. Crazy enough, that's what worked.
That worked. And Garcelle, that's what I want to ask of Garcelle. Do you regret any of it, Garcelle? Like, if you look back on, be honest, as a reform side piece, been there, done that. And I'm going to tell you, the man, we ain't shit. The side pieces really don't mean nothing. Do you wish you might have stayed in it and tried?
You know, I think about that when my kids go back and forth. Especially they were three when we got divorced. That's when I thought, how can I make it work? And we did go to therapy. We did do those things. So I just couldn't do it. And
got
I felt like I also would be a better mom if I wasn't miserable. If I stayed in a marriage where I was miserable, my kids wouldn't benefit from that either. And I have to tell you, as hard as it is sometimes, and I still regret that they pack up today, I was like, I have the podcast. I'm starting early. Can you come pick up the boys instead of me dropping them off? We're great co-parenting. He came and got the kids. And it still bugs me that I don't have them all the time. I mean, listen, there are times I'm like, thank you, Jesus, I don't have them.
Get a break.
But yeah, it still bothers me because that's not what I signed up for. You know,
but you are right, because every time the phone rings, like just last night at 5:30, the phone rang and I said, who's calling you at 5:30?
Wow.
Oh.
And it's like, you know, you got to show me that. And I didn't say you got to show me. He knows that. And I kind of would I would lie in bed thinking, did the phone just beep? And everything felt suspicious. But over time, I started feeling so good about me.
Yeah.
I'm like, if he cheats again, he understands the
consequences,
happens.
Right.
Yes, absolutely. And so I walk around now. I'm not worried about it. Because if he cheats, it's like you really don't want to be with
me. Right.
Yeah, I've asked both of you, did they apologize? Did they say, I'm sorry, I really apologize?
Absolutely.
That didn't help, huh?
Absolutely.
That
absolutely
didn't help. Jesus forgives
us
every day.
Not at the moment. Yeah, not at the moment. And, you know, I was feeling a little like I could hurt somebody.
Yeah. Listen, I could have been unsnapped. I say that all the time.
Absolutely. Because it's so, like, I'm like Garcelle. I had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. There was nothing that made me suspicious. He was home every night. Mm-hmm.
But did you feel like you played a part in it, Dr. Jack?
Absolutely not.
Oh, look how she answered that
ownership.
Why she got to hit the teeth? Why she got to hit the teeth?
She sure did. Absolutely not.
You don't feel like your work schedule, maybe?
Mm-mm. My work schedule is why we live where we live.
I love and hate that you asked that question. I love and hate it. I love it because I think a lot of people feel that way. And of course, at first you think, oh my God, was I not there? We were trying to get pregnant and I was focusing on my infertility issues. You think about all that stuff, but I really feel when it comes down to it, a person cheats because there's something missing in them that they need to fill.
Absolutely.
It's not about
a choice.
Thank you.
Yes.
Well, I think sometimes also I disagree when I was engaged, and this is my story, not anything reflected on you, but I know that we lived together and I stopped sleeping with him. I really did. I wasn't interested. And I knew that I loved him and I just was something. And when I tell you it had been 6 months and he flew this white woman in, not that the color matters, but you know, when she throwed that in my face from high school, I did snap. I'm not going to tell y'all what I did because they could, it probably still.
There's no come statute of limitations.
Statute of limitation ain't passed. But when I really looked at it and I talked to my brothers and I was like, you're right. I absolutely played a part in it. I know it has to be something in them. But I did kind of play a part. I had to take some kind of ownership. That's why I asked.
But Kim, he didn't have to cheat. He could have come to you and said, Kim, I'm not happy. I want to go out and get some on the something.
Right.
He didn't have to cheat, though. So that Kim like, No, he didn't.
Well, I'm trying to tell you. I think he did come and say something.
Oh, tell the whole truth now.
Okay, let me say this. Dr. Jackie, did you have a prenup?
I did not.
Would you now, let's say, God forbid, did you think about that getting a divorce? Because, you know, you built your business, you're an independent, successful woman.
Well, after I got the first invoice from the attorney and all those phone calls and all that going back and forth, oh my God, everybody should have a prenup just because it's easier.
Right.
It is not, a divorce is easy because I was in it with my heart.
Right.
But all of that going back and forth and who gets this and what's that and you didn't have it before I got married. It was expensive.
Of course.
I promise you, I probably spent $50,000.
Wow. Easy.
Garcelle, that's why I didn't end up getting to the altar.
Right.
I asked him to sign a prenup and he wouldn't.
Really? He wouldn't do it.
Yeah, so that's why I didn't get married.
Good for you. Mm-hmm. Good for you. Now, let me ask you a question. Since he's the one that cheated and then you got back together with him, do you think it ever comes to mind to him that you might get him back? You might have a side piece?
I think he knows me well enough to know that would bother me because my cheating wouldn't be against him. It's just my own personal integrity that I couldn't cheat and get him back because I got to answer to somebody much higher than him.
Amen. Got that. Mm-hmm. I got that. Are you dating Kim?
You know, it's hard to date during the pandemic.
Yeah.
But I'm dating. I'm a serial dater, but I'm not like crazy. But we're talking dating with people I've known for a long time. So is that dating?
Do you have intentions of sleeping with him or a relationship, or you're just hanging out?
Not during the corona. I ain't sleeping with nobody.
Okay, Kim, they have not found COVID in semen or vaginal
secretions. That's what I heard. They have.
They have not. Oh. They have not found it. Now, they found it in stool. So if you start rimming, read my book if you want to know what is rimming.
Oh, Dr. Jackie, you're too much for us.
If you start rimming, now they have found it in stool. So be careful where you put your tongue.
I'm going to guess rimming is anal.
Yes. With your tongue.
No, it's licking. It's licking the angle. Say what it is.
Toss it the salad.
Yes. So they have not found it, unless lately, because it changes every week with COVID-19. Mm-hmm. But they had not found it, let me put it that way, in semen and vaginal secretion. So if you are dating, don't kiss. But, you know.
I love to kiss.
That's what I'm saying. Kissing is the gateway to love.
Yes.
Well, you're going to find it in the mouth.
Oh, so that's why. So when you ask me, am I dating? No.
Yes.
Ain't none of that happening. No.
Okay.
I can't.
So when you are dating, and we're both single moms, obviously.
Yes.
You know, Joshua's the apple of your eye. How long does it take you to introduce a man to him?
You know what? Mm-hmm. I used to say it's going to take a minute. But after I had a back and forth with Nia Long on Instagram or Twitter or something, we was arguing back and forth. She made some good points. So now what I do is this, because I argued with her, and this is when I was a new mom. He was only 3 months old. She was like, are you crazy, Kim? You can bring him around as a friend. And it makes sense. So I do bring them around into, like, if we all have a big party, I bring him around to get to know Joshua or come hang out. Because now it's just us hanging out. I don't bring him around like...
He's the one.
Yes, right. Absolutely not. Right. I don't think Joshua's ever met the one.
Yeah.
And now he's gotten old enough. He's like, you know, my mama got three boyfriends.
Oh.
Yeah, he done said. I was like, he crazy. Oh, I got a bunch of guys.
Right, exactly.
Friends.
He's crazy. I don't know if you know the actress Ellen Barkin. She said to me once, she said, are you dating? And I said, you know, no, not yet. And I don't want to introduce anybody to my kids. And she said to me, you know, your kids need to see you lovable. They need to know you're lovable as well. Mm-hmm. And so one day I just had a just a friend come over, and we all decided to go to the movies. And he was going to drive. So we all get in the car, and he opened the door for me to get into the car. And that night I thought, oh my God, it's the first time my kids saw someone open a door for me.
Oh, that makes sense.
And just that little gesture, just seeing how a man treats you, whether it's a friend or, you know, someone more intimate. But I was like, yeah, they should see someone treating you with love. So like at Christmas time, I buy presents for the boys, but I also buy presents for me because I think it's important for them to see that I get presents from Santa. You know what I mean? Like little things as a single mom that I don't know if everybody thinks of, but I do that. So, you know, a little Chanel, a little Gucci, Santa's really good to me.
Oh, I love Santa. Yes.
Santa is good to me.
But kids learn mostly by imitation.
Absolutely.
So that the boys will learn from seeing how happy it makes a woman, my mom, mm-hmm. when a man does this, this, and this. So it is important that they see that.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that. Thank you, Garcelle, for that nugget. I'm going to make sure at least they see instead of a dude choking me. I'm huh? Okay. Sorry, Doc.
Kim. Now, you mean good choking or bad choking?
Boom. You know what I mean.
Okay.
Because if he choked me, you know I'm going to choke him back. I'm going to bring out my Glock. Okay, sorry. But no, you're right. I'm going to do that. You're absolutely right.
They should see us being pampered and being treated like a lady. What should men know about the vagina?
They should know it, no means no. And they should know not yet. That means it ain't ready.
Okay, she ain't ready.
That's a good point. You know what? It takes a woman a little longer because we go through that whole excitement phase and then we get to the plateau and everything starts to tense up and get juicy, loosey. And men are ready. Like in one second, they're ready. And you know, it gets uncomfortable if the queen is not ready. I'll call her the queen bee, like my book. If the queen is not ready because... And that's exactly right, Kim. No means no, and you got to know when she's ready.
Absolutely.
I love that the doc said that because I meant, it ain't ready because I got to go wash her. I like you took it to the, I know. So look how she's looking at me. Look how she's looking at me, girl. I'm sorry, huh? That's what I meant.
Oh my God.
Now, Kim, the truth is the vagina's a self-cleaning oven. And so you should not put soap in your vagina.
That's what I've heard for years. No soap.
Okay.
Just warm water.
But like you said, it collapses. I'm trying to get the collapsible parts. I got to open up the collapsibles.
You shouldn't be putting anything there. I mean, it's self-cleaning.
Not no honey pot, not no Vagisil. What you mean? The inside is cleaning, not them lips, them folds.
But just water.
No, she
just
doesn't want
water.
Anything in there, Kim.
Kim,
nothing to change the pH of the vagina. We don't want to do that.
Do you understand what gets caught up in them folds? You can't, Garcelle, you clean them folds. I know the doubt. You got to what? You're not going to have, cheese.
Kim, no. Now, I do see a lot of tissue that we don't get out, you know, when we're using tissue.
See?
So you should certainly rinse it off. But don't have to use a chemical to rinse it off.
Did you say with what? So you're not.
No douching. None of that.
Y'all are tripping. Did you say no douching?
Yeah.
You just said I put a douche in there called chitlins and chicken at least once a month because I need it to
don't
taste
do
good.
It. Don't do
don't
it.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
So but you gotta wash it with the female soap. What about that?
No, please don't.
Just water. Do y'all know how old these folds are? Do you understand the relics? That y'all are tripping. No, Garcelle, you might be cute, but let me tell you something. Don't you be black mold building up in there. I'm confused.
We're going to go into our nightcap. I'm going to ask you and you tell me which you'd prefer. Back rub or booty rub?
Back rub.
I'd love a back rub too right now because I haven't had a masseuse since COVID.
But I like a booty rub. I need my booty to get bigger, so I need people rubbing on it. People. You know,
okay, so
I gotta say people because you know, you never not be with a woman.
Toy for him or toy for you? Toy for me.
For me,
what kind of toy he got? Hold up, what kind of toy
There's
he
other
got?
Other toys for guys,
okay? They've got this little toy, it's called a cock ring.
Yes, I bought it for someone, yes. He didn't like it.
Yeah, and it has a vibrator on it as well, and it keeps the blood down into the glands and the head of the penis,
yes,
so that he stays erect longer. And, you know, it's more sensitive when all that blood flow is there. Oh. And the vibrator will fit against the clitoris.
I don't know why your husband ever acted a fool on you, because you are knowledgeable.
Okay.
Girl. And
she said, girl.
Yes. Yeah. Now, if you have that kind of guy, they make anal toys and stuff, but, you know.
Okay. Can we talk about that? Because I feel like if you're a guy and you like the anal stuff, I start looking at you with a side eye.
Me too.
I don't trust
it. Me too. Mm-hmm. You should have nothing. It should be exit orifice only.
How does
if you're
he bring
me.
That up? Look here, I got this toy. I'm going to need you. Okay, hey, baby. Hey, Garcette. Go ahead. Yeah. Go on, stick that in.
Don't
go
put my name in your nonsense. Yeah, that's a problem. Yeah. Couples trip or girls trip?
Girls trip.
Girls trip.
Girls trip. Yes. That's a shame.
Right? That is a shame.
No, it saves your marriage, though, Kim. When you go out with the girls and you talk about things and they say, girl, you crazy as heck. That makes no sense. And you were thinking you were right.
Right.
And your girlfriends check you. That's that girl's
right.
trip.
That's
all
right.
Day.
Okay, girl's
all right.
trip. I like that. Yeah.
Clitoris stimulation or nipple stimulation?
Well, I had a double mastectomy, so clitoral.
Okay.
Oh, remember, I had breast cancer twice. So I don't feel nothing.
Wow.
You know, I can walk into the door, you know, nothing.
So you didn't have
reconstructed?
Right. Whose show is this, Kim? Whose show is this?
Well, you don't get the nerve innervation back. You know, when they remove the breast, the nerves go with it. And that's just skin that they've expanded with the expander. So, no, you never get that back.
Okay. And do you still feel confident not having your breasts? I mean, you're a beautiful woman. You're a sexual woman. You didn't identify with that's how you feel as a woman.
No. You know, the very first time I had to go into a dressing room and the salesperson said, what happened to you? I felt like, ugh. But after that, now it's like, nope, this is my pride and my joy. I'm alive,
yes.
I'm breathing, I'm happy, I'm healthy. So when they ask, I take an opportunity to say, you know, early detection is your best protection. Make sure you're doing self-breast exam. So I do a whole commercial with it now.
You're phenomenal.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Wow.
So clitoral all
the way. Clitoral
day.
All the way.
Uh-huh. Now, you know, anterior vagina is where the G-spot is, and we're putting your platelets called we call it the wow shot, back into that spot so you can amplify that spot. So when the penis is going there, girl, it really works. You put a little bit in the clitoris and a little bit in the anterior vagina.
Wait, Kim. What are you putting in? Wait. Hold on again.
Platelets. Platelet-rich plasma.
Blood?
Well, yeah, platelets. Uh-huh.
Okay,
we take
that's
it from
what,
your
you
arm.
Know what they talk about, that G thing. I've seen it, they inject it into those things, so it really does work. I heard
it works.
It's a G
it
spot.
Works, Kim. It works.
Okay. I've gotten everything
Dr.
else.
Dr. Jackie, where's your office?
Right here in Atlanta, Georgia. Call
Honey,
me.
I'm coming.
I'm going to call you on my way down there. Yeah. me and Garcelle coming together.
Yes, we are.
Honey, yes.
Menstrual or menopause?
Menopause.
I take menopause. I hate it.
I take menopause. No, you know what? That's a lie. I take menstrual because 3 days... Always since I started, 3 days, no cramps.
Really? Oh, then you had it good. I get it.
Yeah, mm-mm. I had it good.
Mm-mm. Yeah, menopause, hot flashes and all.
Menopause never been a problem because I think because of me having just the 3 days and no cramps.
Yeah, wow. Lucky you.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies, this is my favorite part of the show where you get to highlight someone who's inspired you, who'd made you laugh, and we call it, who do you want to go to bed with? So, Dr. Jackie, I'm going to ask you, who would you like to go to bed with tonight?
Wakanda forever.
Yes!
I know.
Yes. His charisma, his energy, mm-hmm. his presence in a room, just hearing him speak, and just to see how he was so selfless
yes.
and went through that whole colon cancer and shared that with very little to nobody mm-hmm. and kept doing what he had to do and changing
yes.
life. He left a mark on this earth that'll never be erased.
Amen. Mm. Amen
yes.
to that.
I love him.
Yeah, Chadwick Boseman.
Wow.
Yes. Kim, who would you like to go to bed with?
Well, I mean, if those are the parameters, James Earl Jones. Doc, I don't like the way you're looking at me. Y'all got judgment on your face. You remember when you used to hear that CNN?
Yes.
CNN. You know y'all jumped a little bit. You know he jumped. And you see him in August Wilson plays and in the movies. You was
That's
like,
true.
I love him.
That's true.
Think of that. Then you moved on to Morgan Freeman. So y'all asked me inspire. You know, I could go to Sidney Poitier even if we really want to.
That's okay. True. Okay.
So what did you think she meant, Kim? And she said, go to bed with. And you meant that.
She put the parameters up inspired you.
Right.
Now, okay. She just going to go with regular little, with the bed,
no.
I'll say.
No.
Lil Rel.
No.
Huh? Okay.
You like Lil Rel?
You said if you just going with no parameters.
Sorry, okay.
We're going to go with Lil Rel. He funny.
He is funny.
He funny. And yeah. I think I could do some things with him.
Yeah, you could. I hope he hears this. We'll share this with him. I'm going to go to bed tonight with the NBA, the WNBA, and the MLB yes. because they stood up for Black Lives Matter. They all have been speaking up, being supportive. So for me, hats off to all of them.
Yes.
Where can I find you guys? Where do you want people to follow you?
On Instagram, I'm The Real Dr. Jackie. And on Twitter, it's Dr. Jackie Walters, as well as Facebook.
On Instagram and across all social media, I'm Kim Whitley, KYMWHITLEY.
Thank you so much. This was so fun.
It was.
Dr. Jackie, thank you for everything. Thank you for being Shiro that you are, strong. I've learned a lot. Kim, you are amazing. First of all, you look gorgeous. Gorgeous, funny, inspiring, single mom. Keep shining, keep doing you.
Thank you, honey.
Thank you so much, you guys.
Thank you for having me.
Have a great night. Thanks for listening, guys. If you enjoy this show, make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a thing. And you can help support us by leaving a review on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. The after party continues on my Instagram @Garcelle or on Twitter @GarcelleB. So make sure to follow me. Going to Bed with Garcelle is an Orion podcast produced by Orion Television, Radio Point, and Beauvais Wilson Productions, distributed by Podcast Nation. Concept by Garcelle Beauvais and Lisa L. Wilson, hosted by Garcelle Beauvais. Executive producers Barry Posnick, Garcelle Beauvais, Lisa L. Wilson, Alex Bach, Richard Corson, and Daniel Powell. Co-executive producers Janae Copeland and Cindy Levinson. Associate producer Lene Sanders. Music from Extreme Music. This show was edited and mixed by Radio Point.